Book of Hebrew.
第3章.
Chapter 3.
第1节.
We will read verse 1.
来请大家一起来读.
Let's read together.
从门,
Therefore, holy brothers, who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess.
好，我们再读第2章17-18节.
Chapter 2, verses 17 and 18.
所以他凡是,
For this reason, he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest and servant of God, that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Let's turn to chapter 4.
14-16节.
Chapter 4, verses 14-16. Therefore, since we have a high priest who has gone to the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with us. We have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace so comfortably,
so we can be comforted in our time of need. Chapter 7.
Verses
24 and 25.
This is all the scripture reading this morning.
有没有和弟兄姊妹读过这几个圣经?
I don't remember if we have read these verses last time.
也可能已经读过了.
Maybe we have read these verses already.
但是也许因着时间的缘故, 我们没有来说到它.
But for the limitation of time, we did not share about these verses.
今天早晨我们再把我们从前所读的, 和我们所说的, 稍微温习一下。
So this morning we will have a quick review of what we have read and what we have shared last time.
开头时我们说这一卷书一个最主要的一件一个负担.
In the beginning we shared that the most important burden of this book
就是要我们能够向前去.
Is that we may walk forward.
使我们继续不断的能有长进.
That we will have growth, continue growth.
叫我们能够长大成人. 满有基督来长成的身量.
We may grow into the stature of Jesus Christ.
这是那个作者他一个主要的负担.
This is the main burden of the author of the book.
讲到许多方面的事.
Even though we shared about many areas of things.
乃是要催促我们, 鼓励我们, 要我们向前.
But the most important thing he wants to encourage us to walk forward.
这对我们是非常重要的一件事情.
This is very important to all of us.
因为许多神的儿女们, 当我们开头时候, 我们向着主有点心愿.
Because for most of the children of God, in the beginning we will have some heart for our Lord.
那个心愿就会越过越减少.
Gradually the heart will lessen.
慢慢我们也会在而停留下来.
And gradually we just stop.
若是我们停留下来的话,
If we do stop,
那我们就不能够享受那神完全的救恩.
Then we will not be able to enjoy the complete salvation of God.
也不能够达到神拯救我们的目的.
And we cannot reach to the purpose of God for saving.
我们说到这一卷书开头的时候，讲到那个主的救恩.
We say in the beginning of this book talks about the salvation of God.
一方面给我们看见主耶稣基督的伟大.
Of course, one hand we see the greatness of Jesus Christ.
也介绍那这位伟大的主也给我们看见，他为我们成功了何等伟大的救恩.
And through him, we also see the great salvation which he has accomplished for us.
他这样拯救我们乃是有目的的.
He saved us this way for a purpose.
他是为了要把我们能够带到荣耀的里面.
To bring us into glory.
那使我们和神的儿子一同作王，一同在掌权.
So that we shall be kings with the Son of God and we shall reign with him.
并承受那管理神所创造宇宙万有.
And we shall inherit the universe which God has created.
这是神拯救我们的目的。
This is the purpose of His salvation.
不是光让刚就是让我们得救就是了。
He doesn't want us just to be saved.
乃是让我们身上有个荣耀的盼望。
But He has a glorious hope for us.
若是我们不能向前的话
，If we cannot walk forward,
我们就没有办法达到这个目的。
Then we cannot reach His hope.
所以神为了他的旨意要成就在我们的身上，必须使我们一直这样向前去。
And for His in order to accomplish His will, we must walk forward.
就像刚才那个成人聚会的成人主日学的时候，我们弟兄讲到《约书亚记》。
Just like in the Sunday school, we share about the book of Joshua.
神带领以色列人从埃及出来，然后目的是要他们进到迦南地区。
God led the Israelites out of Egypt. The purpose to lead them into Canaan.
当他们过了红海的时候
，And when they pass over the Red
Sea, 虽然他们已经得到释放。
Even though they have been set free,
也得到自由
they also have their freedom.
也脱离了埃及的那个辖制
they have left the reign of Egypt.
不再受他们的捆绑
and they're no longer under the bondage.
所以他们在红海边上就那样欢喜快乐在那跳舞在那赞美神
Therefore, at the side of the Red Sea, they rejoice and they dance and worship the Lord.
他们不能停留在这里
But they cannot just stay there.
他们还需要继续往前
They must continue on.
等到他们到了西乃山底下
And when they come to the Mount of Sinai,
神赐给他们启示
God gave them revelation.
也让他们建造一个会幕
And also instructed to build a tabernacle.
好让他们能够在那好让他们侍奉神
So that they can serve the Lord.
好让他们在那敬拜神
And they can worship Him.
那么他们就把会幕在支搭起来
And they have set the tabernacle.
那有伟大的神就住在人群中间
And the glorious God lived among men.
那这实在是一件非常稀奇的一件事情
And this is amazing thing.
所以他们在会幕里头在那侍奉在那敬拜
As they serve the Lord in the tabernacle.
那享受神的同在
And enjoy His presence.
这也是非常宝贝的经历
This is also precious experience.
也是很美好的一件事
It is a beautiful thing.
但是他们不能停留在这里
But they cannot stay there.
他们还是要往前去
They must go on.
要经过旷野
They have to go through the wilderness.
要经过艰难的路程
Walk through the rough way.
要经过许许多的曲折的道路
And all the rough way.
他们要一直向前
They must go forward.
到了有一天过了约旦河
Until one day they come to
到了有天到了迦南地
And then enter into the land of
Canaan. 他们才能承受那迦南做他们的产业
And they can inherit the land of Canaan.
那神的目的才达到了
And God's will is accomplished.
所以我们弟兄说迦南乃代表神的安息
Therefore, brothers said that the land of Canaan represents rest.
只有到这个时候神的心才能满足才能得安息
Only to this point, all God can rest.
弟兄这边在我们身上也是这样
It is same with us.
我们不能停留在蒙恩得救的阶段
We cannot just stay in the stage of being saved.
这当然是很美好的一件事。
Of course, that is beautiful.
主这样拯救了我们。
God saved us.
他是这样的爱我们。
He loves us.
这样的眷顾我们。
He cares for us.
常常答应我们的祷告。
He always answers our prayers.
这是非常好的一件事。
It is a very beautiful thing.
也是我们一直感激不尽的，感谢不尽的。
We also thank Him for it.
但是我们不能停在这里。
But we must not stay.
我们要向前去。
We must go forward.
我们要学习当侍奉神。
We need to learn to serve.
我们要学习敬拜神。
We need to learn to worship.
我们要学习把我们的爱戴赞美赞归给我们的神。
We need to learn to give Him our adoration.
那么这样的侍奉，这样的敬拜，也是神非常喜欢的一件事。
And God also delight in such kind of service.
但是我们还不能停留在这里。
But we cannot stop.
我们必须要一直在向前。
We still need to go forward.
要一直向前。
Still need to go forward.
经过那旷野。
Go through the wilderness,
达到那个神的目的
and reach God's purpose.
神的心意才能成就到我们的身上
Then His will can be accomplished.
当我们这样往前去的时候
As we go forward,
我们知道仇敌是最不甘心的一件事
We know that our enemy will not rest.
若是我们停留在蒙恩的阶段
If we just stay at If we just stay,
也许仇敌就让我们这样去了
Then the enemy will let us go.
他对我们没有什么没有什么太介意
And he doesn't mind if we just stay as
we
stay.
那若是我们往是停留在侍奉敬拜的阶段
，and if we only stay in the stage of
worship, 也许就是他所不喜欢的一件事。
The enemy might not like it.
因为他一直要得到敬拜。
Because he is the enemy wants to. 但
是我们若是停留在这，这光是停留在这种情形之下
，but if we only stay in that situation,
还可能就让我们这样去了。
Maybe the enemy will let us go.
但是若是我们跟随主一直在向前。
However, if we follow the Lord,
那仇敌借了许各种各样的方法拦住我们，阻挡我们。
He will use all sorts of means to stop us.
所以弟兄讲到在这里有属灵的征战。
Therefore, our brothers said we have spiritual warfare.
为什么要有征战呢
？Why do we have?
乃是仇敌阻挡。
It is because our enemy
阻挡我们，使我们不能够向前。
He doesn't want us to go forward.
借着各种样的难处，
through all kinds of difficulties,
借着各种样的试探，
through all kinds of temptations,
借着各种样的陷阱，
and all kinds of
要使我们那儿停留下来。
He wants us to stop.
说弟兄姊妹，
所
以在写希伯来书的人。
And the author of Hebrews,
他在鼓励我们，要我们向前去。
He encourages to walk forward.
无论你有多少的艰难，
no matter how many
hardships, 我们要停留下来，我们不要停留下来。
Let us not stop.
我们要一直向前。
Let us go forward.
直等到有一天，
until one day,
神的目的成就在我们身上。
That God's purpose is accomplished in us.
神的心满足了。
That He is satisfied.
那时候神满足，我们也满足了。
And when He is satisfied, we are satisfied.
他安息，我们也安息了。
When He rests, we also rest.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。我们必须趁着还有今天，主还给我们的机会，让我们能够竭力在追求，使我们不断地向前去，不让仇敌在我们身上拦住我们，也不让我们能停留下来，只等到有一天神的荣耀在我们身上得到彰显。这是开头，这是那个写圣经的他的负担。
And this is the burden of the author.
那下面就一问题就问题有问题就是说。
And then we have a question.
那我们怎样能往前去
？How can we go forward？
那我们是这样软弱的一般人。
If we are weak.
仇敌又是这样强盛。
And the enemy is strong.
环境又是这样艰难。
And the environment is difficult.
那我们怎样能够继续不断的向前呢
？Then how can we go forward？
那一个秘诀在什么地方
？Where is the secret？
所以他不仅是告诉我鼓励我们要我们向前。
So he not only encourages us to go forward,
呼召我们要我们一直向前
to call us to go forward,
并且他也给我们看见那个向前的秘诀
to also show us the secret of going forward,
给我们看见我们怎样才能向前去
How can we go forward?
我们都知道不是靠着我们自己
We know that we cannot go forward by our own
我们虽然是很宝贵的
even though our will is
但是我们常常会感觉到立志为善由得我们行出来由不得我们
But many times it is easy to set will, it is hard to do what we
act 许多时候我们心里虽然愿意肉体却软弱下来
Many times our heart is willing, but our flesh is weak.
弟兄姊妹，像我们这样软弱的人，我们怎么能够向前去呢
？Then how can we go forward?
那他给我们看见。
And he showed.
那个秘诀就在于我们要思想我们所认为实得伟大祭司的耶稣。
He says we need to fix our thoughts on Jesus.
神为着带领我们
，High Priest,
带领我们，神为着带领我们向前。
In order to guide us forward.
使我们能达到神的目的。
To reach God's purpose.
他不仅是把那个神的把他的他不仅是给我们那个使者。
He not only gave us an apostle.
他也能够赐给我们大祭司。
He also given us a high priest.
那么借着这位使者，由神所差遣的，成功了神救赎的工作。
And through this apostle who was sent by God, he accomplished God's will.
让我们在圣灵里头来享受他为我们所成功的救恩。
So that we can enjoy the salvation in the Holy Spirit.
也借着这位大祭司来鼓励我们。
And through this high priest, he also encouraged us.
加力量给我们。
To give us strength.
来扶持我们。
To support us.
来帮助我们。
And strengthen us.
使我们能够继续不断地向前。
So that we are able to go forward.
那么这位使者和这位大祭司都是知道我们主耶稣基督说的。
And this apostle and high priest all refer to Jesus Christ.
他是那个神的使者。
He is the apostle of God.
他也是我们的大祭司。
He is also our high priest.
那上一次我们曾经说过，那个这位使者是怎样的一位
？And last time we had shared about this apostle.
这位神的使者，他多一方面乃是救恩的先锋。
He is the forerunner of God's salvation.
那个先锋就是说，他头一个那个达到了目的。
He is the first one that can reach God's
throne. 当他到地上来的时候
，When he came,
他走完了这条道路
，He had walked through this way.
他经过了这些难处
，He has experienced suffering.
他也胜过了所有一切的试探
，He has also overcame all the temptations.
引到死的痛苦
，And through the suffering of death,
他能够得到了荣耀尊贵为冠冕
，He had obtained the crown of glory and honor.
升到天上
，He has ascended to heaven.
坐在那个父神的右边。
seated on the right hand side.
也得着了尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
He also received the crown of glory. 弟兄姊妹，
这就是我们的主耶稣基督。
This is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那神的救恩已经先他成了神的救恩。
He has accomplished God's salvation.
他也完成了那个救恩的目的。
He also reached the purpose of God's salvation.
他是那个救恩的先锋。
He is the forerunner of salvation.
先锋就头一个人。
He's the first one.
他头一个也达到了目的。
And he is the first to accomplish.
我们知道，我们主耶稣都还没有升天以前。
We know that before Jesus ascended.
圣经告诉我们说，从来没有一个人升过天。
The Bible tells us there's not there has never been a person.
是啊，这个神的儿子是在永世里就与神同在的。
Even though the Son of God was with God, in,
但是没有一个人升到天上去，
but not one that has
没有一个人得到荣耀，
not one has
没有一个人能够坐在神的右边，
not one can be seated，
没有一个人能达到神的目的。
Not a man that can
弟兄姊妹，知道了，有一天主耶稣基督他成功了救赎，
until one day when Jesus
他从死里复活，
he was resurrected，
他升到天上，
he ascended，
达到了目的，
and reached
坐在神的右边，
and he seated
在那里我们被我们看见。
See,
现在有一个人已经进到天上去
了， really、
有一个人已经在荣耀里面了。他不是在神儿子的地位上面，他乃是在人的地位上升到天上。他不是在神儿子地位身份里面升到天上，他乃是在人的身份里头能够坐在神的右边。
弟兄姊妹，
这是一件荣耀的事，这是一件伟大的事情。我们看见有一个人已经在荣耀里面，有一个人已经得到了荣耀与冠冕，有一个人已经成全了神的旨意，已经达到了神的目的。主耶稣他就是救恩的先锋。
And Jesus Christ is the forerunner of salvation.
他就是我们的榜样。
He is our example.
让给我们看见。
He
indicated. 怎样把这个人带到荣耀里面。
How he was able to go into glory.
神也把我们所有蒙恩得救的都要带到荣耀里面。
And all of us can also go into glory.
神在神的心意是要成就在这个人身上。
How God's will is accomplished in this man.
神要成就在我们所有蒙恩得救的人身上。
The same way he shall accomplish in us.
所以他那个他那个升到天上。
He reached into heaven.
他得了荣耀。
He has received
glory. 不是为了他自己。
Not for himself.
乃是为了我们。
But for
说当他得到荣耀尊贵为冠冕的时候，
when he received the crown of glory and
honor, 然后就告诉我们说他要领许多的儿子进到荣耀里面去。
And he shall lead many sons into glory.
这一位神的使者，
this is the apostle
神所差遣的一位，
the one that
他亲自来带领我们，
he will lead
要把我们带到荣耀的里面，
and guide us into glory.
那是我们和他一样，
so that we shall be
他如何我们也是如何。这是主在我们身上那工作的目的。
This is the purpose that God works.
他是神的使者。
He is the apostle of God.
那上次我们已经说过了。
Last time we shared.
那神的使者是这样的一位。
How the apostle of God is.
那今天我们要说到第二方面。
Today we shall share.
主耶稣他也是神的大祭司。
Because Jesus is also the high priest.
他做了我们的大祭司。
He has become the high priest.
那什么是大祭司呢？
What is the high priest?
我们对大祭司的观念呢，很淡。
Our conception of the high priest is very dim.
我们没有这样的观念。
Because we don't have such kind of experience.
他们在这一方面，他们的观念是很深的。
And but the Israelites, they all understand.
那个大祭司对他们是非常重要的重要一个人物。
The high priest is a very important person.
他们不能没有大祭司的。
They cannot do without.
虽然他们有元帅来率领他们。
Even though they have captains who can guide them.
有领袖来带领他们。
They have leaders.
但是他们还需要有大祭司。
But they still need a high priest.
来扶持他们。
To support them,
来供应他们
them,
来那个加给他们力量
to them,
来解决他们的难处
and solve their problems.
那么这样他们才能够一直向前去
and this is the only way they can go forward.
所以他们非常能尊重那个大祭司
Therefore, they greatly honor the high priest.
那什么是大祭司呢？
What is the high priest?
在那个大祭司有一个意思
and there's the meaning of the word high priest.
有弟兄告诉我们说在拉丁文里头
a brother shared with us that in Latin
这个祭司的意思啊，就是造桥的。
A priest is the one who built bridges.
那么造一座桥。
He is the one who built.
当然，这个桥不是指物质的桥。
Of course, this does not.
这是一个属灵的桥。
But it's a spiritual.
这个也不是看得见摸得着一个座桥。
It's not a bridge that you can see.
乃是看不见摸不着的。
But it's an unseen bridge.
这实在是一个很大的桥梁。
It is a great bridge.
那么这个桥梁是直接从地上一直通到天上去的。
This bridge will reach from earth to heaven.
这个桥梁乃是把神和人连接起来的。
This is a bridge that unites God with
man. 我们的主耶稣他不仅是那位造桥的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is not only one that built the bridge.
并且他自己他就是那位桥梁。
But he himself is the bridge.
他就是那个道路。
He is the way.
他说那个我就是道路。
He said, I am the way.
人若不借着我，没有人能到神那里去。
Without me, man cannot go to God.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣就是道路。
Jesus Christ.
主耶稣就是桥梁。
He is the bridge.
那主耶稣使我们能够进到神的面前。
To cause us to go to God.
若不是借着主耶稣基督。
Without Jesus Christ.
没有一个人能到神那里去。
There's not a man.
我们看见有许多人有神的观念。
We see that many people have the conception
of God. 有许多人当然他们承认有神。
They confess that God.
他们也在那敬拜神。
They also worship God.
他们也在那里献祭。
They also.
他们也做许多的事情，为了神的，但是没有一个人能到神那里去的，没有一个人能够亲近神，没有一个人能够接触到神。
Or touch God.
不要说是一般外邦人是这样，
Not only the Gentiles,
甚至连以色列他们也是这样。
This also holds true for Israel.
他们虽然是承认他们是有神的，
even though they confess that they have God,
他们是相信那个创造宇宙万有的真神。
They believe in the true God that created the universe.
他们也天天在那献祭。
They also offer sacrifice.
也是在那侍奉神。
They serve God.
他们也可以说是很敬虔的一般人。
And they're very pious people.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
but they're not.
他们没有办法到神那里去。
They cannot go to God.
没有办法再接触到神。
They cannot.
没有办法在摸到神。
They cannot feel God.
弟兄姊妹，因为只有主耶稣基督是桥梁。
Because only Jesus Christ.
他就是那唯一的道路。
Only way.
若不是借着主耶稣基督的话，
Unless we go through him,
没有一个人能到神那里去的。
There's not a man who can reach God.
不能借着宗教到神那里去。
We cannot go to God through religion.
人也不能借着侍奉到神那里去。
Or through our own service.
人也不能借着好的行为到神那里去。
Nor through good acts.
只有主耶稣基督是道路。
Only Jesus Christ is
the way. 他是真理。
He is the truth.
他是生命。
He is the life.
人没有他就不能到神那里去。
Without him, we cannot go to God.
我们感谢赞美主。主开启了我们的眼睛，让我们认识了这位主耶稣基督，也叫我们相信他，也叫我们接受他。所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，介绍主耶稣基督，我们才能够来亲近神，我们能够享受他的同在，我们能够接触到这活的神。若不然的话，我们实在是一般非常可怜的一般人。
Or else we'll just be a group of
people. 每次我想到这件事的时候，
Every time I think to this point,
在主面前真是满了感谢。
I am full of thanksgiving.
是他怜悯我们。
It is because of his.
是他开启我们的眼睛。
It is him.
是他叫我们认识到神。
It is him.
我们本来是远离神的一般人。
We were people who were far away from God.
过犯里面一般人。
We were in sin and transgressions.
按照我们的情形来说。
And,
我们实在是没有办法蒙到这么大的恩典。
And by our own condition, we cannot receive.
但是借着我们主耶稣基督，
But through Jesus Christ,
我们不仅能够亲近他，
we not only can
你也能够享受到他，
we can also
并且也能够接触到神。
We can also
那神的生命， 神的生命，
and let his life,
那神的能力，
and his power,
神的丰富，
his abundance,
神的慈爱，
and his loving heart,
所有的一切在我们里面都是真实的，像泉像那个江河一样，都涌流在我们里面。弟兄姊妹，这一切的福分，这一切的属灵恩典，都是借着我们主耶稣所得到的。他就是那一个桥梁，他是把我们带到神面前来的一位。那么祭司做什么事情呢？
And what is the work of the high priest?
在旧约里面，
In the Old Testament,
提到祭司的时候呢，
When they mention about the high priest,
有两种的等次。
You mentioned about two different type of order.
那么头一种等次，
The first order,
乃是以色列非常熟悉的，
Is very familiar with,
那就是亚伦的等次。
That is the order of
Aaron. 那么他们的祭司是到了亚伦的等次来做祭司的。
All their high priests, all their priests are according to the order of Aaron.
那么另外一等次，
There's another order,
是他们所不知道的。
It's something that is not familiar to them.
神已经在启示给他们，
Even though God has already revealed this to them,
但是他没有看见，
But they cannot.
那就是亚伯拉罕的等次。
And that is the order of Abraham.
实在说，亚伦还没做祭司之前。
And before Aaron became the husband.
已经有了麦基洗德。
We already had Melchizedek.
那么他是至高神的祭司。
He is the high priest of God.
所以在旧约里头有这论到祭司有两种的等次。
And so in the Old Testament, it talks about these two different orders of high priests.
都是预表。
These are all representations.
乃是预表我们主耶稣基督。
They represent our Jesus.
他有着两种的职分。
He has these two different types of
ministry. 一方面乃是借着引导亚伦，借着这个亚伦等次。
On the other hand, he is a priest according to the order of Aaron.
来做我们的祭司。
And he is the priest.
另外一方面，照着麦基洗德等次来做我们的祭司。
On the other hand, he is in the order of Aaron.
这亚伦是做什么事情呢？
But what does Aaron do?
亚伦是为了献祭的。
He is for being the work of sacrifice.
为什么要献祭？
Why do we need sacrifice?
就是要解决在以色列人知道解决以色列人和神之间的难处。
The sacrifices were resolve the difficulties between God and Israel.
人要亲近神。
For men to come to God.
人要来到神的面前。
For men to come before God.
必须要解决那个人和神之间的障碍。
We must overcome the obstacle between God and man.
若是难处没有解决的话，
if we cannot overcome,
人没办法 来到神的面前的。
Man cannot come before God.
若是人来到神的面前的话，
if men do come before God,
那是非常可怕的一件事情。
It is a great,
没有一个人能站立得住的。
Because no one can stand before God.
所以必须要解决人和神之间难处。
Therefore, we must resolve the problems before man.
因为这个缘故，那么亚伦在献祭。
For this reason, Aaron will offer sacrifice.
我们读到利未记的时候，
when we read the book of Leviticus,
你就看见在利未记一开头的时候就说到好多献祭的事。
In the beginning of the book, it describes many different types of sacrifice.
一面说到神在神中会幕的来呼召以色列人。
On one hand, we see that God called to the Israelites.
要他们进到神的面前。
To come before God.
那是要他们进到神的面前。
But in order for them to come,
马上就知道要献祭。
We must mention about sacrifice.
你需要借着祭物。
You must go through the offering.
他们才能够进天来。
Then man can come.
他们才能够到神面前来敬拜神。
And man can come and worship God.
所以我们读利未记开头几章圣经都是讲到祭物。
So the first several chapters of Leviticus all talk about.
我想弟兄姊妹还记得这些祭物。
I'm sure you all remember these.
起码会有点印象。
Or you can.
比方他们必须要献燔祭。
For example, they must.
他们必须要献素祭。
Or they must offer the meal offering.
他们必须要献平安祭。
And the offering of peace.
那么还有赎罪祭、赎钱祭等等。
And the fellowship offerings and the sin
offerings. 为什么要献那个要献燔祭呢？
Why should they offer the burnt offering?
那就是要解决人和神之间一个难处。
And that is to resolve the difficulties between God and man.
神造人乃是要人为了神而活的。
God has created man so that man can live for God.
不是要为了自己而活的。
Not to live for ourselves.
今天人都是为了自己而活。
But today we only live for ourselves.
为了自己生活，为了自己享受。
We live for our own enjoyment.
为了自己满足。
For our own satisfaction.
没有人当然为了神而活。
No one lives for God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们和神之间难处。
神
要求我们让为了他而活，
God asks us to live for him.
但是我们却是为了自己而活。
But we live for ourselves.
当我们进到神的面前，
When we come before God,
我们必须要解决的难处，
we must resolve the
problem. 因为我们亏欠了神的荣耀，
And because we
我们不能叫神的心得的满足，
we cannot satisfy God,
因为我们没有为了神而活的。
Because we do not live for him.
因为这个缘故他们就献了燔祭。
For this reason, they offered the
burnt offering. 就是说完全的归给神。
That means will be totally for God.
完全的为了神。
Everything is for God.
所以一切都是为了神的喜悦，为了神的满足。
Everything is for God's enjoyment.
那么这就是燔祭。
This is the burnt offering.
弟兄姊妹来说，这个祭物乃是代替了以色列人。
And this offering a substitute for the Israelites.
当他献上的时候，
when we offer the
burnt offering, 血在流出来了。
The blood was shed.
这个祭物是完全是为了神的。
And this sacrificial animal is totally for God.
叫神得了满足的。
And to please God.
说这献祭的人在神面前的难处得到解决。
And this person who made offering has resulted
in God.
God is
satisfied with him.
Not because of
his own offering,
but because of the offering.
素祭也是这样。
The grain offering is the same.
素祭乃是我们的关系我们的生活。
The grain offering refers to our life.
我们的生活要圣洁没有瑕疵的。
Our life should be holy and blameless.
神把律法赐给人。
God has given us
the law. 照着律法，照着标准来要求人，要求人。
And the law became the standard.
要人有这样一种的生活。
We must
是那样的，是洁白。
It is, is
是那样的，没有瑕疵的。
Blameless.
但是在我们生活里面有许多的掺杂。
But in our daily life, there's a lot of mistakes.
有许多的玷污。
There's many.
我们没办法叫神的，我们的生活没办法叫神的心得的满足。
And our life cannot please God's heart.
所以他们来亲近神。
Therefore, when they come,
他们必须要献上素祭。
They must offer the grain offering.
那也看见这个祭物是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
And this offering is holy and pure.
叫神的心得了满足了。
One that satisfies God.
不是他们的生活。
It is not their
life. 乃这个祭物来代替了他们。
But the offering has substituted for them.
平安祭、赎罪祭、赎钱祭都是这样。
And the fellowship offering is still offering
something. 所以以色列要进到神的面前，
必须
要靠着这些祭物。
They must come by these offerings.
因此，能看见那个祭司，从早到晚在为他们献祭。
And the priest shall make offerings for them from day till night.
所有来祷告神。
Everyone who comes
所有来亲近神
to draw near to God,
所有来到神面前的人
everyone that comes
必须要献祭
they must bring offerings,
只有借着这些祭物
and only by these offerings,
他们才能来到神的面前
that they can come before God.
但是弟兄姊妹
but
虽然他们献上了这么多的祭物
even though they have offered all these
offerings, 这些祭物并不能解决他们的罪
but these cannot resolve their sin.
不过是他们的罪但被遮盖起来就是
they can only cover up their sin.
暂时神看不见这些罪
Temporarily, God cannot
那不过是个预表
It is just a,
那不过是一个形式就是的
It is just a,
这些形式
formality
这些祭物来知道主耶稣基督说的
And these sacrifices refer to Jesus Christ
只有我们的主耶稣他是真实的祭物
Only our Jesus Christ is the true
他的血不仅遮盖了我们的罪
His blood not, can not only cover up our sins,
他的血也除去了我们的罪
but also take away our sins.
把我们所有的不义都当洗干净了
He cleanses all our unrighteousness.
记得主耶稣基督一次献上了那赎罪祭
and through Jesus Christ the one offering,
就叫我们永远得到赦免
and we shall be saved eternally.
主耶稣是我们的燔祭
Jesus Christ is our
他是我们的素祭
He is our grain
他是我们的平安祭
He is also our sin
他是我们的赎罪赎钱祭
He is also our sin offering
亲爱的兄姊妹我们只有借着主耶稣基督
Only through Jesus
我们才能坦然无惧来到神的面前
We can come before God's glory
不是靠着我们自己
Not by ourselves
乃是借着主耶稣的血
But by the blood of
弟兄姊妹今天早晨我们在亲近主的时候
This morning when we draw near
我们在这里在敬拜主的时候
As we worship
我们借着主的同在是这么丰富
We feel that his presence
也是这样的实在
It is so real
里面我们里面实在充满了欢喜快乐
And our heart is filled with joy
弟兄姊妹我们能够和神这样亲这样近
The reason we can be so close
一点都不是因为我们自己
It is not because of
我们虽然蒙恩得救了
even though we
但许多时候我们还是为了自己而活的
But many times we still live
我们没有完全为了神而活着
we do not live totally
我们的生活是不是叫神的我们是不是叫神得了荣耀呢
Can our life bring glory to God?
我们是不是叫神得了满足呢
Can we satisfy his
heart? 许多时候我们亏欠了神的荣耀
Many times we still come short of his glory
弟兄们我们能够亲近神乃是因着主耶稣的血这个血是圣洁没有瑕疵的血
this
这个血是完全为了神的
totally
他把自己都完全的归给了神弟兄姊妹借着主耶稣的血借着我们主耶稣基督
Christ,
神在我们身上满足了
God can be satisfied.
不是我们自己来满足了他
Now that we can
是主耶稣满足了神的要求
Jesus has
主耶稣为我们达到了神 神的标准
He has come to the standard of God,
所以叫我们所有的罪都得赦免
to cause all our sins to be
叫我们能够这样靠着他来亲近神
And through him we can worship
他是我们的大祭司
He is our high priest
他也是我们的那个祭物
He is also the
他一面为我们献上献祭
On one hand, he makes the offering.
他所献上不是牛羊的血
but he does not offer the blood of the animal.
把自己的血
蛋
为我们献上呀。
But he offers us his own blood.
这个血是圣洁，没有瑕疵。
This blood is pure and holy.
这个血那是羔羊的血。
This is the blood of the Lamb.
完全为了神。
Totally.
完全的顺服神。
Totally obedient.
叫神的心得了满足了呀。
And the one that satisfies our heart.
每一次我们亲近神的时候。
Every time when we draw near to God.
都看见我们算不得什么。
We need to see that we
我们也没有什么
anything, but we have nothing.
我们所有的依靠
All that we have,
乃在于主耶稣基督
It is in Jesus Christ.
因着他的宝血
By his blood,
神在我们身上满足了
God is satisfied.
神所有的要求都已经达到了
And he has fulfilled.
所以我们能够拿欢喜快乐来亲近神
Therefore we can rejoice and draw near.
欢喜快乐来赞美来敬拜他
We can praise and worship.
因为我们主耶稣他为我们献了祭
Because he has already made the sacrifice.
另外一方面
On the other hand,
他也是照着麦基洗德等次
He was also a priest in accordance to the order of Melchizedek.
麦基洗德不是为了遇到罪的缘故做祭司
Melchizedek wasn't a priest because of sin.
不是遇到解决我们和神之间难处
He wasn't a priest to
圣经头一次说到麦基洗德的时候
The first time the Bible mentioned about Melchizedek.
那是遇到麦基洗德在和四王在争和五王在争战
It is because he was fighting with the four and five kings.
他这个亚伯拉罕得胜了。
Abraham has totally overcome.
把他的侄子他掳掠回来。
He has bring back his nephew.
把这个五个王所掳掠的东西也都在抢夺回来。
And taken all the things which these five kings had
taken. 当他那个
得
胜回来的时候。
And when they came back.
看见麦基洗德出来在迎接他。
They saw Melchizedek came out to welcome them.
那圣经说这个麦基洗德。
The Bible says this is Melchizedek.
他是撒冷王。
He is the king of Salem.
他是至高神的祭司。
He is the most high priest of God.
这个麦基洗德就为了亚伯拉罕祝福。
And then he blessed Abraham.
把饼带给他。
He brought bread to Abraham.
把酒胆带给亚伯拉罕。
And brought wine.
弟兄姊妹，这是麦基洗德曾经头一次的麦基洗德。
But sister, this is the first time the Bible mentions about
Melchizedek. 不是为了罪的缘故。
He is not.
乃是为了供应。
He is for provision.
我们一方面，我们的罪需要解决。
On one hand, our sin is to be resolved.
我们需要主耶稣为我们献祭。
We need Jesus Christ to make the offering.
他已经为我们献了祭。
But and He has.
我们难处解决了。
And He resolved.
另外一方面，我们需要供应。
On the other hand, we also need.
我们需要力量。
We need strength.
在我们生活里头，我们需要力量。
In our daily life, we need strength.
我们侍奉的，我们需要力量。
In our service to God, we need strength.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣基督他是照着麦基洗德等次来做大祭司的。
And Jesus is the high priest according to the order of
Melchizedek. 他是把神的生命供应给我们。
He has given us the
bread. 把神能力的供应给我们。
He gave us His strength.
那什么是饼呢？
And what is the bread?
饼就是叫我们能够得着饱足。
And bread is something that
饼就是叫我们得着力量。
And that something that
当我们吃了食物的时候
when we take it,
我们身体就健壮起来。
Our body is healthy,
那是我们能够行动。
That we can walk,
我们能够征战。
And we can
因为我们得到了力量。
Because we have
那什么是酒呢
what is the wine?
酒是那喜乐。
Wine refers to rejoicing.
那是这是喜乐说的。
It refers to happiness.
也是这能力说的。
It also refers to
所以一方面借着他的借着这个麦基洗德的供应。
On one hand, through the provision of Melchizedek.
亚伯拉罕得到了满足。
Abraham was satisfied.
一方面借着他的供应。
And through the provision of
Melchizedek. 他得到喜乐。
He also
也能够得到能力。
And strength.
弟兄姊妹。
Francis,
这我们的主耶稣就是那位就是麦基洗德真实的麦基洗德。
Oh, Jesus Christ is the true Melchizedek.
麦基洗德就预表主耶稣基督的。
And Melchizedek represents Jesus Christ.
那就是预表这位神的儿子。
He represents the.
他做我们的大祭司。
When he is the high.
他怎样来供应我们
？He shall provide for us.
来扶持我们。
Support us.
来加给我们力量。
And gave us strength.
把属天的喜乐充满在我们里面。
And he will fill our heart with the spirit.
叫我们得到属天能力。
So that we will.
好，叫我们能够奔跑那个前头的道路。
And we can run forward.
并且那个打那美好的胜仗。
We can also fight the good battle.
大祭司的职务。
These are the works of the high priest.
主耶稣他是怎样的大祭司
？And how is Jesus our high priest?
那么在这里，我们读了三处圣经。
Here we read three verses.
这三处圣经呢，都说到主耶稣是怎样一个大祭司。
And all these three describe how Jesus is our high priest.
一方面
，On one hand,
说他是慈悲忠信的大祭司。
He is the faithful, merciful, and faithful high priest.
又说到他这个 这是在第二章所告诉我们的。
This is in chapter two.
说他说到他凡事该与他弟兄相同。
And he is made to be like his brother in every way.
为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信大祭司。
In order that he might become a merciful and faithful high
priest. 那什么是慈悲忠信大祭司呢？
What is a merciful and faithful high
priest? 慈悲就说到那个主的爱。
Merciful talks about his love.
就是主对待我们的态度。
That is his attitude.
他心里头充满了爱。
His heart is filled with love.
他一直把那爱流从那里头流露出来。
He continued to give us his love.
凡事呢，他都用爱来对待我们。
In everything, he gives us love.
我们的主实在慈悲的大祭司。
He is a merciful high priest.
他实在是爱我们。
He truly loves us.
说这里说到他凡事该与他弟兄相同。
Here it tells us he is to be made.Like his brother in every way.
那时候他做大祭司啊，这个并不是那个这个职务的。
And that tells us that his high priest is.
好像我们来聘请一个人来做我们大祭司。
It's not like we hire him.
这个大祭司乃是我们家里的人。
But this high priest is a person in our family.
他是我们的弟兄。
He is our brother.
他是我们的长兄。
He is our brother.
也可以说他就是我们大哥哥。
He is our elder brother.
乃是对大哥哥来做我们的大祭司。
He becomes our high priest.
所以弟兄姊妹，他不仅爱我们，
therefore, brother and sister, he loves us.
他也知道我们难处。
He also knows our weakness.
家里一切事家里一切事大哥都知道了。
Everything that goes on in the household, he will know.
他不仅是照顾弟弟妹妹们。
He will care for his brothers and sisters.
他知道他们的重担。
And he will bring them
forward. 他知道他们的难处。
He knows that
他也知道他们的需要
he also knows that
他也负起他们的责任来
he also
因为他是大哥哥
Because he's the elder
弟兄们我们主耶稣他就是这样一位祭司
乃
是慈悲的大祭司
他
实在是爱我们
he truly loves
我们大家都有这样的经验
we all have
我不需要讲很多
I don't have to be
弟兄姊妹不仅是我们知道主爱我们
We know that Jesus loves us.
就是许多软弱的弟兄姊妹。
And even the brothers and
sisters. 甚至离开主多年的弟兄姊妹。
Even brothers and sisters who have left the Lord.
当提到主的爱的时候。
When they mention about the love of
Christ. 里头仍然在响应。
They still take that.
仍然在受感动。
They're still being moved.
所有蒙恩得救人。
And all the people
都知道我们的主他是何等的爱我们。
They all know how he loves
us. 爱我们不仅是为我们死在十字架上。
He loves us not only to die for us.
他爱我们也在圣灵里头来做我们大祭司。
But also in our daily life, he is our high priest.
来体贴我们。
He
来供应我们。
He provides.
来答应我们的祷告。
To answer our prayer.
来解救我们的难处。
And to solve our problems.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers.
我们所有神的儿女们。
All the children.
我们都经历了，都经历过神的爱。
We have all experienced.
像昨天晚上，我们弟兄姊妹在这做见证。
Last night, our brothers and sisters were
witnessing. 看见那个神的爱是怎样的爱。
They testified how they have seen love.
他们虽然有的人是刚刚蒙恩得救不久的时间。
Even though many of them have not been saved for too long.
但是提到那个神的爱的时候。
But when they mention about the love of God.
提到那个主的爱的时候。
When they mention about the
love of God. 实在是他里头的感激啊，从他的话语当中都显明出来的。
You can see the gratitude in his speech.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道主爱我们。
We know that our Lord loves us.
常常答应我们祷告。
He always
在大事小事每一件都眷顾我们。
In great things or small things,
因为他是我们的大祭司。
Because he's our high priest.
他负我们的责任。
He is responsible for us.
他知道我们的需要。
He knows our needs.
他也知道我们的难处。
He also knows our problems.
当我们孤单的时候。
When we are lonely.
他与我们同伴。
He is with us.
当我们伤心的时候。
When we are sad.
他在里头安慰我们。
He will comfort us.
当我们有难处的时候。
When we have problems.
他答应我们祷告。
He answers our prayers.
他解救了难处。
To resolve the problem.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Francis,
我们的主实在是爱我们的大祭司。
He is the loving
high priest. 这个我们大家都知道的。
This we all know.
另外一方面。
On the other hand,
他也是慈悲的，他也是忠信的大祭司。
He is also the faithful high priest.
他向着我们的爱呀。
The love that he has for us.
不是没有意义的。
It's not without meaning.
或者换句话说。
In other words.
他所有的爱都是有意义的爱。
All his love is with reason, with a purpose.
呀，可以说，我们刚刚得救的时候，
When we're just saved,
我们知道神爱我们。
We know he loves us.
好像主不爱，主任何人都不爱。
It seems like he does not love anyone else.
他只爱我们一个人。
And he only loves me.
别人事情都不管。
He doesn't care for us.
他天天就是顾念我们一个人的事情。
But daily he only takes care of us.
他和我们就是那样的那个亲切。
We are so close.
我们知道主爱我们。
We know that he loves us.
但是我们不晓得他的爱都是有目的的。
But we do not know that His love is always perfect.
都是有意义的。
It's always meaning.
手足向的爱是有意义的爱。
Because His love for us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们刚刚蒙恩的就是说
，When we were just.
那是我们不仅在祷告中享受主的爱。
We can enjoy His love.
也在环境上那个经历主的爱。
In our daily life.
但是过了一段时间。
But after a while,
你就看见许多时候许多难处会临到我们身上。
We see that many, we also have many problems.
开始我们是不明白。
At, in the beginning, we don't understand.
爱我们，为什么叫这难处临到我们身上呢？
If He loves me, why does He cause these problems?
他既然是那全能的神。
If He's the Almighty God,
他可以管理这一些事情的。
He can control.
他可以叫这事情不要临到我们的身上。
He can tell these things not to come.
他叫这事临到我们身上，他那怎么能说是他爱我们呢？
If He caused all these problems,
弟兄们，我们不知道。
Then how can we say He loves you?
那主的爱都是有意义的爱。
We do not understand that His love is with me.
因为他向着神是忠诚的。
Because He is faithful.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
那是为了让神的旨意能够成就在我们的身上。
So that God's will can be accomplished.
使我们能一直不断向前去。
And we can continue to grow.
叫我们能够长大成人。
And grow up into maturity.
叫我们能够磨成那个他自己的形象。
We can grow into His nature.
这是神在我们身上的旨意。
The will of God.
弟兄姊妹，神主对我们的爱都是有意义的爱。
And sister, the love of the Lord Jesus is
beautiful. 都是为了一件事。
It is all for one.
叫神的旨意能够成就在我们身上。
So that God's will can be accomplished.
所以他是慈悲的大祭司。
Therefore, He is a merciful high priest.
他也是忠心的大祭司。
On the other hand, He's also a faithful high priest.
不是啊，我们这些做父母亲的人呐、啊。
It is not like us parents.
我们常常对孩子爱是溺爱。
We often love our children to the point that we spoil them.
好，你哭啊，给你块糖吃。
If you cry, I gave you a piece of candy.
那你不高兴了，哄哄你啊。
If you're not happy,
好像你要做什么就做什么。
Whatever you want to do.
那因为我们爱自己孩子嘛。
It's because we love them.
因为许多是我们的爱把孩子破坏掉了。
Many times our love has destroyed them.
因为我们的爱没有计划的。
Because our love is.
我们的爱是没有意义的。
Our love is.
我们的爱就是为了叫孩子的心满意足。
Our love is just so that we can satisfy the children's heart.
稍微有一点聪明。
If we have some.
稍微有一点智慧的。
If we have some.
他们对孩子不是，他们的爱不是溺爱。
We will not spoil our children.
那是有目的的。
But we will love them.
他说的一切事都是为了成全他的计划。
And everything that we do will be to fulfill the purpose.
对我们就是这样。
Our Lord is this way.
有多少时候难处临到我们身上？
So many times when
多少时候不如意的事情临到我们身上？
So many times we think
多少时候我们感觉痛苦？
So many times
我们常常说主啊，为什么这样？
And we ask the Lord why.
有时我们发怨言。
Sometimes
有时我们在埋怨。
Sometimes we murmur.
当时我们不晓得。
In the beginning,
我们不知道到底为了什么缘故。
We don't know why this thing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，等到过了一段时间，
after a while,
我们回头来看的时候，
we turn our head
我们才知道主是何等的爱我们。
We discover how He loves.
他爱我们是那样的深。
He loves so deep.
他爱我们是那样的高。
And so high.
他对我们所有的爱都是有意义的。
All the love He has for us.
乃是为了叫他的目的能成就在我们的身上。
It's to accomplish His purpose.
在圣经里头岂不也是这样子吗？
In the Bible, we see the same
way. 那我们看见约伯是个敬畏神的人。
We see that Job is a perfect example.
他是远离恶事。远离恶事。
He stayed away from evil.
他是个敬畏神的人。
And he feared the Lord.
神实在是爱他。
And the Lord also loves him.
神常常在注意他的。
God often takes notice of him because He loves me.
但是到了以后，我们看见约伯所遇见难处怎么样呢？约伯的环境怎么样呢？
We see his environment.
他的环境，他的亲戚朋友离开了他。
His relatives and friends distanced himself from him.
他的妻子弃绝了他。
Even his wife.
他的三个朋友起来责备他。
Three friends come to scold him.
当然，定他为罪。
To condemn him.
他实在太痛苦。
And he was so pain.
不仅是身体的痛苦。
Not only the physical pain.
环境损失。
And the loss of his environment.
心灵里面的孤单。
But the loneliness of his life.
实在叫他不能忍受不住啊。
And he cannot endure.
弟兄们，为什么这样？
But our sister, why?
为什么这是临到约伯？
Why does he have?
难道他不敬畏神吗？
Is it because he
难道他不爱神吗？
Is it because he
难道他是犯了罪吗？
Is it because
他是远离恶事的一个人
he's a person who distanced himself from sin.
他是敬畏神的人
he feared the Lord.
他是爱神的人
he loved God.
他为了自己常常献祭
for himself he often made offerings.
甚至为他儿女们常常献祭
he also made offerings for his children.
恐怕他们做了得罪神的事情
lest that they sin
they have 弟兄们他为什么遭遇这样的事情
Why does he encounter this?
你若读约伯记前几章的时候
If you read the first
few 你不明白这件事
you will not understand.
连他几个朋友也不懂得
His friends is not understand.
一直在说你是犯了罪你是犯了罪
They continue to say that you have sinned.
神在惩罚你
God punishes you.
所以你遭遇的这样大的难处
Therefore you suffer.
约伯真是心里不服气啊
And Job,
我什么地方犯了罪
said, I have not sinned.
我就是找不到神啊
Even if I cannot find God.
我找到神的话
If I can find
你把我罪指出来
I will tell you,
那我就心服口服了
Then I will be satisfied
那这样我不服气的
but this way,
你光使我犯罪
if you say, I have
那我就不服气哎呀他实在痛苦得不得了
And he was filled with
弟兄姊妹当我们 读到这里时候
when we
我们真是为了约伯打抱不平啊
We felt that this is Fair
那这位神怎样是这样一位神呢
How can God treat you
这样一个敬畏他的人
Such a person who
这样一个远离恶事的人
And he distanced
himself from evil. 他却是这样的苦待他这样苦待他
And he treated him with
使他遭遇这么大的难处
And caused him to such grief
哦、oh, 亲爱的兄弟们
Dear
brothers and sisters 若是我们能忍耐的话
If we can
我们再往下读
We continue
再往下读
we read on,
读到约伯记的末了
until the last
看见这事的结局、啊、
we see the result of this situation
哦亲爱的兄弟们我们才能低下头来说
then we will bow our heads
实在是爱约伯
God truly loves
这实在是爱约伯
He truly loves
借着这一切的苦难
through all the difficulties
把带到丰富的里面
He brought Job into the land
使他得到加倍的祝福
He received double blessings
哦亲爱的兄弟们
不
止约伯是这样
Not only Joseph
雅各岂不也是这样吗
Jacob was the son
到雅各老年的时候啊
at the end of Jacob's life
他说遭遇难处
all the problems
他说受的打击啊
all the,
实在是太多了
all the
太多了你说雅各是自私自利的一个人
you say that Jacob is
雅各是一个活在自己里面的人
He's a man who lives within
哦亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们还能很难的看见 有一位弟兄姊妹、不像雅各
and we can find Jacob in everybody's
好多时候我们属灵追求都是为了自己啊
Many times we are spiritual pursuit is
亲爱的弟兄姊妹不错雅各是活在自己里面
It is right that Jacob
雅各遭遇多少的难处
And he encountered
好像神在他路上在他的路上的话谁知道反对他
It seems like God is against him
不是他哥哥在反对他
No, it is not
也不光是他舅父在那反对他
uncle,
好像是安排隔绝的环境
But God has arranged all kinds of violence
反对约伯
And everyone is against him
那不是一群反对雅各
Not only against Jacob
在那抵挡雅各
But they fought
with Jacob 弟兄姊妹神为什么这样对待他
Why did God treat him
到了老年时候
At his old age
他最爱的儿子已经死掉了
He lost his most beloved son
还有一个最小的儿子
The last one
要离开他而去啊
He also was
leaving. 真是他最痛苦的时候啊。
And he was very, very sad.
他说，这些事为什么这些事都临到我的身上
？He said, why all these things befall me?
什么都是苦难。
All these trials.
一个过去了
，one after another.
一件事又来了。
And the new one.
一件事过去了。
This one.
又一件事临到我的身上。
And the new thing.
什么都是事情临到我的身上。
All these.
什么都是苦难临到我身上。
All these suffering.
每一个难处都是要反对我的。
Everyone is against me.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
One sister.
说在老年的时候。
So at his old age.
他是在非常的痛苦。
He was filled with pain.
亲爱的兄姊妹，若是我们把创世纪读完。
If we will finish reading Genesis,
读到末了的时候
we will read to the end,
没有一个人不低下头来说
and everyone will bow our heads
神爱雅各
God loves Jacob
神爱雅各
God loves Jacob
不错神反对他
It is true that
但是神反对他不是反对他这个人
But he is not against Jacob
乃是反对他的自私自利
It is against he
乃是反对他的肉体乃是反对他的诡诈弟兄们这一切难处
and all these problems,
神把这雅各在改变过来的
God is changing Jacob,
是他成了以色列
until he is
成了神的君王
he is become Israel,
和神的儿子一同在掌权
and he can reign with the son of God
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
许多的难处
many trials,
为了炼净我们。
It is to try us.
弟兄姊妹，若我们没有，我们若是没有被炼净的话，
if we have not been refined,
不要说主没办法把我们带到荣耀里头去。
God cannot lead us into glory.
就是带到荣耀里去的话，你也不习惯啊。
Even if he can lead you into glory, you cannot be accustomed.
弟兄姊妹，就实在要把我们这些难处对付掉。
We need to deal with our problems.
就像以色列人，
just like the Israelites,
他们到了迦南，
they have entered the land of Canaan.They continue to fight.
所有的迦南人通通都给我赶出去。
They have cast away all the Canaanites.
当在约书亚记了，还留了好多迦南人在那儿。
But we see in the book of Joshua, they still leave many of them there.
等到了撒加利亚书之后，看见他就在迦南地没有迦南人了。
And then we come to Zechariah, we see that there's no more Canaanites in the land of Canaan.
把所有迦南都赶出去。
You have to chase away all the Canaanites.
只有当主也是充满在我们里面，
Only when Jesus fills our heart.
我们所有一切都被炼净的时候，
When all of us have been refined.
仇敌才完全失败。
And then the enemy is totally defeated.
黑暗的国度才完全崩溃。
And the power of darkness is totally defeated.
弟兄姊妹，
defeated.
我们知道一件事。
We know one thing.
但许多事情我们不知道。
There's many things we do not
understand. 有一件事情是我们知道的。
But there's one thing we know.
我们的神是为了我们的。
Our Lord is for us.
我们的主是为了我们的。
Our Lord is for us.
他是慈悲忠心的大祭司。
Because he is the merciful and faithful high priest.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他供应我们。
He will provide for us.
他在我们身上所有一切的工作。
And all the work that he has done in our life.
都是出于他的爱。
It is out of his love.
也都是。按照神的旨意，
It is all according to God's
叫神的旨意得到成就，
so that his will can be accomplished.
所以他是慈悲忠实的大祭司，
Therefore, he is the merciful and
faithful high priest. 他也是那一位升入高天尊荣的大祭司。
He is also the high priest that ascended into heaven.
上次我跟你们说过，我最喜欢旁边那个有字。
Last time I shared with you, I love the word he is.
我们有一位升入高天大祭司。
I'm sorry, The word have, we have a high priest.
啊，这位大祭司属于我们的。
This high priest belongs to us.
虽然升入高天，
even though he ascended,
得到荣耀尊贵为冠冕，
he sees the crown of glory.
但是他是属于我们的。
But he belongs.
他是我们的产业。
He is my.
他是我们的供应。
He is my provision.
他是我们的份。
He is my portion.
他是属于我们的。
He belongs.
这位大祭司怎样的一位呢？
And how is he a high priest?
我们想到在旧约里头以色列的大祭司。
In the Old Testament, we see the high priest for the Israelites.
他很爱那些以色列人。
Even though they love the Israelites,
为他们打献祭。
They make offerings for them.
但是他自己也是被软弱所困。
But they're also under the bondage of weakness.
也需要为着自己打献祭了。
They also need to make.
他没有办法把以色列人带到神的目的。
They cannot bring the Israelites into God's
purpose. 所以那许多以色列人，他们就倒闭在旷野里。
Therefore, all these Israelites fell in the wayside of wilderness.
甚至连亚伦自己也倒闭在旷野。
Even Aaron himself.
因为他没有能力。
Because he has no strength.
他自己也是被软弱所困。
He is also under the bondage of wickedness.
但是弟兄姊妹，只有我们这位大祭司。
But this is the only our high priest.
我们的主耶稣基督。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是那个得胜的主。
He is the victorious.
他是已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司。
He has ascended into heaven and received.
这条路他已经经过了。
He has already won.
所有征战，他已经打过了。
He has fought all the battles.
所有艰难，他已经经历了。
He has suffered all the suffering.
所有试探，他也都忍受过了。
And endured all the temptations.
但是他从来没有失败过。
He has never failed.
他是完全得胜的。
He is totally victorious.
所以神把他使他从死里复活。
Therefore, God raised him from death.
所以神使他升到天，神把他接到天上去。
And raised him into heaven.
坐在神的右边。
To see him on right
hand side. 这是因为得胜的君王。
This is the victorious.
胜过了罪恶。
Overcome.
胜过了试探。
Overcome.
胜过了世界。
Overcome.
胜过了仇敌一切的诡计。
And he overcame all the tricks of the enemy.
升到天上。
He is lifted up
坐在神的右边。
And to be seated by God.
弟兄姊妹，这位大祭司是为了我们。
And this high priest is for us.
他是属于我们的。
He belongs to us.
所以这就告诉我们说。
And here it tells us.
我们尽管坦然无惧来到世人宝座的面前。
We can come before the mercy seat without fear.
使我们得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
And then we can receive help of all times.
他在凡事上都得胜了。
Because he is victorious in all things.
在一切是经历了，经历了，他经历了一切的试探。
He has endured all the temptations.
但他从来他都没有犯罪。
But he has not sinned.
每一件事他都得胜了。
He has overcome.
弟兄姊妹，这样的大祭司是我们所需要的。
And this is the high priest we need.
他不仅有经验。
He not only has experience.
并且他自己属于我们的。
But he belongs to us.
他是我们的份。
He is my portion.
他怎样能够得胜？
How he can.
我们靠他也能够得胜。
By him we can.
所以我们坦然无惧来到圣宝座跟前。
Therefore we, without fear, we come before the mercy seat.
那圣座。
To become the seat of mercy.
不是只有一个地方说的。
It is not referred to a place.
那还是照主耶稣自己说的。
It refers to Jesus.
你读罗马书第五章那里，第三章那里告诉我们说。
If you read Romans chapter 3.
神设的耶稣基督做挽回祭。
And God has set Jesus Christ as our propitiation.
那个挽回祭也就是施恩座的意思。
And that also refers to the mercy seat.
神设的耶稣做施恩座。
And God has set Jesus Christ.
主耶稣是我们的施恩座。
He is my mercy seat.
他是要向我们施恩典的。
And he shall give me
mercy. 他把什么恩典给我们呢？
What mercy will
他把那得胜的恩典给我们。
He will give me the mercy.
当我们在这个试探里面的时候，
When we are in the
我们知道我们不能胜过，
we know we can
我们也承认我们的软弱。
We confess
弟兄姊妹到主耶稣这里来，
Just come
他有恩典已经预备好了。
Jesus has
这个恩典能够胜过这个试探的，并且他一定得胜了，在他身上是真实的。
所以
今天他在我们里头也是真实的。
And it is also true in us.
若是我们有另外一个试探，
If we have another temptation,
我们不能胜过的试探，
which we cannot overcome,
我们到主耶稣这里来，
we just come to God,
他有这一方面的恩典，
He will have another grace,
已经给我们预备好了，
prepare for,
要把这恩典来赐给我们，
and
叫我们能够胜过这个试探。
So that we can overcome.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神的儿女不需要一直过失败的生活。我们所以失败，多少时候是不认识我们自己。
It's because we do not know
我们总是靠着自己在那征战。
We want to fight with our
我们靠着自己在那挣扎。
We want to struggle with our own
许多时候神许可我们都在失败里。
And many times God will
我们要承认我们的软弱。
But we must
要承认我们的无能。
We must
要承认我们算不得什么。
And confess
但是感谢赞美主，神为我们预备了一位大祭司。
We thank God.
这位大祭司，他在凡事都得胜了。
And he is victorious in all.
他为我们预备了各种各样的恩典。
He has prepared all.
等候着来赐给我们。
Waiting to give.
若是我们到他面前，
we just need to.
我们来仰望他。他就把这个恩典给我们，叫我们在这个试探里面得胜。若是我们仰望他，他就把那个恩典赐给我们，使我们在那件事情上得胜。弟兄姊妹，我们当我们走在这条道路上的时候，
way,
我们会遇见各种各样的难处的。
撒
旦是千方百计的来试探我们。
Because our enemy will use all kinds of
things. 不要以为是环境的问题。
Do not think it's just your
也不要以为说是人的问题。
Do not think it is because you
也不要以为说是我们自己思想的问题。
Do not think it's because your mind.
弟兄姊妹，在这一切人事物的背后，
behind all these environments,
都有仇敌在那工作。
It is the work of our
都有仇敌的诡计。
It is the work of
仇敌借着各种人事物来试探我们。
He will use all these people to try
使我们失败，
to cause
叫我们倒下来。
To
好叫我们不能够往前去。
So that we cannot go forward.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不需要过失败的生活。
We do not have to live a
虽然我们是软弱的，
even
但是有一位大祭司是刚强的，
but our high priest is strong.
他是得胜的，
he is the
在凡事上的受过试探，
he has
他
suffered in everything.
从来都没有犯过罪，
and he has not sinned.
他进入了这条道路，
he has walked through
已经升到天上，
And now
得到荣耀，尊卑为冠冕。
And receive the crown of honor and glory.
神的旨意在身上成就，他是属于我们的。
He belongs to us.
他是我们的本。
He is our portion.
是我们要靠着主耶稣基督。
By Jesus Christ.
是我们能够得胜的
时候。We can lead a victorious life.
叫仇敌早日遇见失败。
And that the enemy will be defeated.
第三。
Thirdly.
这第七章说到那个拯救到底的大祭司。
Chapter 7 tells us that he's the high priest, the safest.
我们靠着他来到神的面前。
By him we can come before God.
他都能够拯救到底。
And he can save us completely.
因为他是长夜活着为我们祈求。
Because he lives forever and intercede for us.
那这里的拯救啊。
And the salvation.
原来的意思是一直的拯救。
He says he continued to save.
继续不断地拯救。
He continued to save.
他不仅以往拯救我们。
He saved us in the past.
今天拯救我们。
And saved us.
将来还要拯救我们。
He shall save us in the future.
他是继续不断拯救我们。
It's a continuing.
因为主的救恩呢，乃是完全的救恩。
Because his salvation is a complete salvation.
不仅是让我们信主的时候。
Not only when we believe in him.
那他叫我们罪得了赦免。
That he forgave our sins.
赦免了我们的罪。
And he has forgiven us.
洗净了我们一切的亏欠。
And cleansed us.
弟兄姊妹，并且今天他仍然在我们里面。
Francis, today he is still with us.
还做拯救的工作。
He is still doing the work
of salvation. 他的救恩不仅是让我们罪得赦免。
Because his salvation is not just to save us.
他的救恩也拯救我们那个脱离罪的权势。
He will save us from the reign of sin.
我想蒙恩这个得救一两年的弟兄姊妹。
And for those brothers and sisters who have only been saved
for
1 or 2 years, 我们
都会有这样的痛苦。
We all have this kind of suffering.
我们实在是愿意爱主。
We want to love the Lord.
但是我们里头罪的辖制。
But we are still under the bondage.
我们实在是愿意相信主。
We really want to believe in God.
但是我们里头有不信的恶习。
But we have a disbelief within us.
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
慢慢我们就发现。
Gradually,
那罪不仅是外面行为的问题。
Sin is not only outward behavior.
罪也是我们的一个权势，在我们里面的一个权势。
Sin is also a reign within us.
在里头辖制我们。
He controls us.
捆绑我们。
He binds us.
叫我们做我们所不愿意做的。
Causes to do things that we do not want to do.
所以保罗说，我真是苦啊。
Therefore, Paul says, I am so poor.
我所愿意做的事。
The things which I want
to do. 我不能够去做。
I cannot do.
我所不愿意犯的罪。
And the sins which I do not want to commit.
做的恶。
And the evil that I do not want to commit. I am doing.
我真是苦啊。
I am.
当这个人挣扎努力时候。
When he is struggling.
慢慢他就发现一件事。
Gradually he
discovers. 罪不是个行为的问题。
Sin is not a matter of behavior.
罪乃是里头一种权势。
But it's a reign.
所以外面的行为，我们所犯的罪，主都赦免了。
The outward sins. Acts of sin, God has forgiven.
但是里面的罪的权势，还继续不断从里头，但是产生出罪来。
It is still producing sin within us.
叫我们没有办法脱离他。
And we cannot leave him.
感谢赞美主。
We thank the Lord.
主的救恩为有预备的。
God has salvation for that.
不仅赦免了我们的罪。
He not only forgives us.
他也救我们脱离罪的权势。
He will also.
一直在拯救我们。
He
一直在拯救我们。说你读罗马书第七章的时候，到了有一天，保罗不仅是发现了罪的权势。
One day Paul discovered the reign of sin.
在他肢体当中那个罪的律。
And the law of sin.
怎样辖制他
？How it binds.
怎样捆绑他
？How it binds.
他也发现了那得胜的秘诀在什么地方
？But he also discovered the secret of victory.
我真是苦啊。
He says, I am.
谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体呢
？Who can save me from this simple body？
感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
在耶稣基督里面。
In Jesus Christ。
到了第八章，他第一章就第八章第一节就告诉我们说。
In chapter 8 verse 1。
如今那些在耶稣基督里面的，基督耶稣里面的人。
And those who are in Jesus Christ。
他们就不再犯罪了。
There is no condemnation。
因为有一个生命灵的律在释放了。
And because the spirit of life
弟兄姊妹，主的救恩能够释放我们。
His salvation shall set us free.
把罪的辖制，把罪的捆，从罪的捆绑里头把释放出来。
To set us free from the bondage of sin.
不要看自己。
Do not look at
要仰望主耶稣基督。
But look up to Jesus.
不要依靠自己。
Do not rely on yourself.
要依靠主耶稣基督。
But rely on Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们就能过得胜的生活。
Then we can lead a victorious life.
罪不能再捆绑我们。
Sin can no longer bind us.
也不能够再辖制我们。
Or
能够再做我们的主人
He cannot be our master.
我们也不再是他的奴仆
And we are not
因为主耶稣已经释放了我们
Because Jesus has set us free.
所以他今天还拯救我们
Today he saved us.
将来他还要拯救我们
In the future he shall continue.
他要拯救我们脱离那罪的同在
And he will save us from sin.
不错感谢主因他的救恩
We thank him because of his salvation.
今天罪不能再在辖制我们
Today sin can no longer rule over us.
不能再捆绑我们
Cannot
但是罪仍然在我里面。
But that sin is still within me.
所以我们里头还有那个羞坏的因素。
We still have this corruptness.
我们一直在往下坠。
We're still going down.
我们的身体也渐渐的衰残。
Our body perishes.
因为罪还在正在我们里面。
Because sin is still within me.
死亡的因素仍然在我们里头。
And the element of death is.
到了有一天的时候。
until one day,
主耶稣要再来。
Jesus,
那一天我们看见主耶稣基督。
That day we will see.
弟兄们，所有的罪都从上脱落下去了。
All sins will fall off from us.
死亡就不能再捆绑我们。
Death can no longer bind us.
我们这个属死的身体要变成不死的身体。
And this perishable body will become imperishable.
这个必朽坏的身体要变成不朽坏的身体。
And the corruptible body will become uncorruptible.
这卑贱的身体要变成荣耀的身体。
And this base body will become glorious body.
我们要像主耶稣基督一样。
And we shall be like him.
所以他拯救我们。
He saves us.
继续不断地拯救我们。
He shall continue.
一直拯救我们。
He will continue to save.
不但这样，并且拯救我们到底。
And he will save us till the end.
使我们达到完全的地步。
So that we will be perfect.
叫我们能够长大成人。
And we will grow up.
能够完全像我们主耶稣基督一样。
To be just like him.
但在这里。他为什么要能他能拯救他能继续不断拯救我们呢
？And here, how can he continue to save?
说这一位大祭司啊
，And he said this high priest
长远的活着
，He lives forever
来替我们祈求的
，And he intercedes for
天天在替我们祷告
，He intercedes for
长远的活着替我们祷告
，He lives forever to pray for
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters
他一祷告不像我们的祷告
，His prayer is not like our prayer
许多时我们祷告没有功效
，Many times our prayers are not effective。But his prayer
我们祷告没有力量
with
他也祷告充满了力量
his prayer is full of
没事弟兄在我们祷告的时候
Every time when we pray,
若是他把他祷告加在里面去
if he added his prayer
那么这个祷告就像馨香一样
and this prayer will be a aroma,
是神所喜悦
that delights God's
heart, 是神所悦纳
and God will accept the prayer and this prayer will be accepted
他的祷告
Through his prayer,
他就把那无穷的生命来供应我们。
He shall give us the unlimited life.
把那个不朽坏的大能在带到我们里面来。
And he will give us his great power.
叫我们使我们得了完全的拯救。
So that we will be saved completely.
因为他长远活着，替我们祈求。
He lives forever.
感谢赞美主，有这样一位大祭司。
We thank the Lord that we have such
high priest. 他是这样爱我们。
How he loves
他是这样的顾念我们
how he cares for us,
他是这样供应我们
and how he provides
并且长远活着都替我们祷告
and how he lives forever and pray for us
我们何等的安息
we can have
有他来带领我们
because
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们怎样来享受这一切的福分
Brothers and sisters, how do we enjoy all this
怎样来得到他的完全的拯救
How can weobtain this perfect salvation.
只有一个条件。
There's only one requirement.
靠着他来到神面前。
Everyone who come to God by through him.
常常来到神的面前。
Let us go to God daily.
来思想主耶稣基督。
To think of
the thoughts of God. 来仰望主耶稣。
To look up.
来亲近主耶稣基督。
And to draw near to him.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主那个拯救的大能。
His saving power.
就要继续不断的。显在我们的身上
shall continue to be revealed from us
叫我们能够达到神的目的
and we can come to the fulfillment of God's purpose
神的旨意能成就在我们的身上
and his will be accomplished
请我们一起低头我们再有一些祷告
let us bow our head and pray